It's time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Well, let's be honest. It is gossip. Lifelong fan Ben Stiller is developing a New York Knicks documentary with A24 and HBO following the team's championship in over 50 years.
We are officially making a documentary about the New York Knicks. Obviously, I've been shooting some stuff on my phone, but it's kind of going to be about all eras of the Knicks and this team. Obviously, you know, there's a culmination here of something that has been going on for a long time. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, he sounds super excited. The film will involve a collaboration with the NBA and Madison Square Garden. Jim Carrey's in talks to return for a How the Grinch Stole Christmas sequel for Universal. There's a sequel? Ron Howard's going to direct and produce it again. Listen, I'm only in for it if Ron Howard's in for it. Toy Story 5 is out today, and Tom Hanks explained how Woody got his iconic catchphrase.
There's a snake in my boots.
Well, you did the snake in your boots. Well, yeah, we were trying to come up with, this was on the first one, you know, they said there is going to be a pull toy. You know, Woody. I said, what's he going to say? Oh, we're playing around with that stuff. And I said, how about, well, I'd like to join your posse, boys, but first I'm going to sing a little song. He said, oh, that's great. We'll put that in there. And another one, how about, there's a snake in my boots. And we just did that in the dance. So now that's what you're hearing and all that. Absolute 100%. What do you think he would say? Totally ad-libs. And that's, you know, that's faith coming from the team that created it.
Yeah. How many times do you hear, there's a snake in my boots stuck in your head? Niecy Nash and her daughter are starting a true crime podcast. I'd listen to that. And speaking of crime, French Montana presented a New York cab driver named Nouradine Bitat with a $75,000 check after his taxi was vandalized during a Knicks playoff celebration.
I just saw a man try to feed his family just getting... Mm-hmm. I asked him, do he even watch the Knicks? He said, I don't even know what the Knicks is.
Wow.
Right. So he just happened to be working around the place and, you know, and things unfortunate happened to him. He don't deserve it. So we all came together to help him.
That's nice. He started a GoFundMe. The rapper said he'll also help cover Bitat's living expenses as he figures out his next steps. A What's Eating Gilbert Grape musical will premiere off-Broadway next year. Off-Broadway? Kiefer Sutherland took in a performance of the Lost Boys musical on Broadway. I wonder what he thought. I wish I was a fly on the wall with that car conversation later. And Saturday Night Live alum Rachel Dratch channeled her iconic Debbie Downer character during a commencement speech.
Quite an achievement graduating from Dartmouth. Of course, thanks to AI, there won't be any jobs left. So congrats to all on your mandatory gap years. AI may take all our jobs and clean drinking water, but at least we can all see what we'd look like as leather daddy Santa.
So she did give credit to a student named Noah for providing trombone accompaniment for the character's trademark moments. Wah, wah. An all-star roster of musicians helped open the President Obama Center in Chicago on Thursday afternoon. Jennifer Hudson, Stevie Wonder, even Eddie Vedder performed a new song called Better Believe. John Legend and the Roots performed, then John Legend performed with Common, U2's Bono and the Edge, and Bruce Springsteen performed Land of Hopes and Dreams. And a dirt alert. Olivia Rodrigo revealed in a recent interview that she has, quote, smelled dedicated fans.
I have been to certain concerts and certain festivals where people wear diapers so that they can be front row of the show. And that's been an experience as a performer that I've smelled.
I feel like I should use Rachel Dratch's wah, wah there. I can't even say you're welcome. I'm going to have The Rock do it.
What can I say except you're welcome?
That's the Daily Dust. It's a dirty diaper this morning.